You're listening to Healthy Living with Eric Hsu Podcast, episode 156. Hey guys, this episode also appears on Facebook as a Facebook Live video. See today's guest, Courtney Sweet, talk about makeup hacks, her favorite makeup tools, and how to achieve your best look in 2017. Visit facebook.com/Eric W. Hsu Trainer or facebook.com/Courtney Sweet Makeup Artistry. It will be pinned to the top. See you there.
Your chance is now. I'm excited to announce the next Healthy Living Mastermind with Eric Hsu. It starts March 13, 2017. Over 8 weeks, you will get Eric's proven health and wellness strategies to help you get your health back and achieve your fitness goals. Join in with other highly motivated people as we all support and inspire one another. Visit www.ericwsu.com/mastermind for all the details.
Are you a first-time listener? Hey, welcome. My team and I hope you enjoy this episode. If you are a long-time listener, we thank you for your continued support. Do us a favor and share this podcast with all your friends because they deserve this amazing content as well. Okay, now on to the good stuff you all have been waiting for.
Health tips, wellness advice, no hype. Welcome to Healthy Living with Eric Hsu, the show that inspires, motivates, and educates you towards your healthiest life. And now your host, Eric Hsu.
Hey guys, Eric Hsu here. Welcome to another episode of Healthy Living with Eric Hsu. We have a unique and artistic beauty consultant with us today. Her name is Courtney Sweet. We'll be talking about makeup hacks for a healthier lifestyle and how to look one's best in 2017. So without any delay, let me introduce you all to Courtney. Courtney, are you ready to make it happen?
Yeah.
Courtney is a passionate makeup artist and beauty consultant based out of Los Angeles, California. She loves to collaborate with her clients as well as other artists in her artistic process. Courtney specializes in beauty, special event, and editorial makeup. Her experience working for Dior and Georgie Lashes has given her the knowledge and skill set to achieve a flawless, natural, and undeniable beautiful look for her clients. Courtney, that was just a little bit about who you are. Can you share with us a little bit more? I know real quick here that you were on episode 109, but just real quick for those who don't know who you are.
Not too much more to say. I'm a makeup artist here in LA, and I do have a passion for healthy living, just like you, Eric. And so that's kind of what brought us together to collaborate again. And I'm just happy to be here having this chat and sharing some tips with all of your viewers. So let's jump right into it.
Very good. So let's just dive right into it, Courtney. We came up with this topic of makeup hacks for a healthier lifestyle. And so let's just go right into it. What are some tips for women who wear makeup to the gym?
Makeup to the gym. Please don't if you can avoid it. Most people can avoid it. So if I have any advice for people that do, this is for people who deliberately do wear makeup to the gym and feel that they must wear makeup to the gym. So if you are going to do that, you know, and you're waking up and washing your face and getting ready to put on makeup for the gym, definitely use a primer, even if you aren't putting on foundation, anything like that. You're going to protect your skin from the other makeup that's going to inevitably navigate away from where you originally put it, and protect your precious skin. And another bonus is, you know, you can also use a makeup setting spray to also help it from moving around. Something like MAC 6 Plus, anything like that will do. Another thing, you know, use the minimum amount necessary that you feel like you need to wear, and avoid putting it in areas that you know you're going to sweat the most. Great example would be your eyebrows. I think we all know the sweat pretty much goes right there. Yeah. And if you're going to be, you know, wiping sweat off your face, you're going to probably move that around a lot, and it's going to be dripping into your eyes and probably irritating you and your workout if you're having a good one, right? So if you do really need to fill in your eyebrows, you know, use something that is really sticky, that's not going to move. They have stuff like a brow pomade. They have like Anastasia. It looks like this. It looks like glue, something like that. Another tip, use natural and practical products. Natural in the fact that it's not going to irritate your skin during your workout or after your workout. So you don't want to leave, you know, looking worse than you did going into it. That's the point of working out, right? You know, just a little bit of concealer, nothing that's going to break you out, or else what are we doing here? And then practical products, like let's use a lash primer so your lashes aren't getting brittle, and use waterproof mascara so you're not going blind while you're working out, you know?
Just something came up real quick in my mind, which is a lot of people work out after work, and obviously they wear makeup at work. Is there something that people should do if you're advising not to wear makeup at during the workout?
Yeah.
Something they could do prior to after work, getting to the gym, and prior to the workout. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So I've been there, and you know, most people put on makeup during the day and plan on working out later. So, you know, if you're going to sweat it all off anyways, and B, you're planning on wearing makeup in the morning and planning on sweating later in the day, bring makeup remover wipes or actual makeup remover, whatever it is, and take it off before your workout. If you're going to sweat it all off, you're going to be way better off. You're going to be way more comfortable. So bring those with you. Super easy. There are so many out there. Definitely bring that.
Okay. Excellent. Very good. Did you want to say more about this, for women who wear makeup to the gym?
Yeah. You know, if you feel the need to do that, I would say just, you know, everything else I've said applies, and just, you know, be mindful of your skin, listen to your body. If you feel like things are irritating your skin, you need to listen to that, and maybe try and continue to use less and see how it feels to do it without wearing makeup, and that might help clear up your skin. And you know, it's a vicious cycle sometimes if you feel like you need to wear makeup to the gym, and it can make your skin worse, and then you need to wear more. So sometimes it's just better not to, but if you do, you know, follow these tips.
I think people wear makeup to the gym just to cover up blemishes or whatnot, right? And you would say not to do that as well, right?
I say just like use the minimum amount necessary, and use something that is like a natural product that isn't making you break out worse. Like I know for me, I have like a L'Oreal True Match. For whatever reason, like this concealer doesn't break me out. I have very sensitive skin, and I know a lot of people that feel the need to wear makeup to the gym are doing that because they have sensitive skin and everything breaks them out, and they're still wearing that because they have a lot of blemishes, right? Keep looking, keep finding, even maybe buy something from your dermatologist, you know, that isn't irritating you. Cause if it's making it worse, then that it's going to keep making it a problem.
Yeah. Definitely keep trying. And not all products are bad, right?
No, of course not. No, it's just, it really depends on the person.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's keep going here. What are some ways to make looking good after a workout easier or less complicated? Sometimes we try to do our pre going to the work makeup setting or something like that, I guess. I don't know what it is, but what do you have for that?
Making it easier for me is doing most of the prep work outside of that and doing it in my downtime and at home. So that can be anywhere from like keeping my travel bag like completely stocked and ready to go, all of my essential tools and products and, you know, shampoo to makeup, like everything is like packed and ready to go the night before. Like, that's going to help you save time the next day, like when you're getting ready. And then also, as far as a makeup look, you want to prep everything else like at home. You want, so to have good skin, you want to have a good skincare regimen at home, right? That's gonna vary person to person, of course, but most people, you know what that is for you. Exercising and drinking lots of water alone is gonna help your skin tremendously, but keeping your skin clean and hydrated is paramount to a healthy looking skin. And similar to avoiding going to the gym with makeup on, like, don't go to bed with it on either. Like, wash your face before bed and before you put on a fresh face of makeup. Another good one is like keeping your, like, your brows and your hair, like everything maintained, like before you get to the gym. Don't go to do your makeup and be like, oh, I need to like fix my brows right now. Like, that takes a lot of time, right? Like, take care of that at home, whether a professional does it or you do it, whatever it is, like, right, take care of it ahead of time, for guys and for girls, right? And what else? Your hair. I know I like to do sometimes, like, throw a deep conditioning mask, like, in my hair before a workout, and then, like, washing it out, it'll keep it like really shiny, really healthy. If you're working out a lot, and showering and shampooing your hair a lot can tend to make your hair really brittle for women. So that's a little tip from me to you. And yeah, those are just some things that I like to do outside of getting ready out the gym that have helped.
Just real quick easier. With hair, have you noticed that women's hair, such as my fiance's hair, is curly, right? And mm-hmm. Putting a lot of product on it to keep it straight, or ironing it and things like that to mm-hmm. keep it straight. If we're going to be more active and so forth, do you have any tips for someone who has that type of hairstyle?
It depends how she likes to wear it, honestly. If she's she wears it down a lot and has like a certain like gel that she likes to put in it, so she's washing it every day, then sometimes that just like takes a certain amount of time if you're washing it, putting in product, and like drying it. But I know for me, like, sometimes I like to wear it down, but sometimes I'll work out in like a braided bun, and then I'll wear like a braid ponytail the rest of the day. And like, so if you're being active a lot of times, sometimes if you can find different ways to wear your hair, like, just based on how you wear it when you work out, and sort of like curtailing that into a different style later in the day, and not necessarily like doing a full shampoo, conditioner, and dry, like, because that takes so much time, and it's a lot of wear and tear on your hair. Ask her hairdresser, like, what are some other things I can do with my hair after like wearing it in a bun, or like, yeah, what's a cool braid I can do, or something like that. Yeah.
Very good. Excellent. Very good so far. We had another question, which was unique solutions that still get the job done if you're on a budget, for example.
Unique solutions for getting ready. So anything that you can do like to save time getting ready, like combining two steps into one, is a win. And then as far as like budget solutions, I'll definitely mention products that are budget friendly throughout the rest of this. So I'll mention both. So I guess I'll just describe to you like what my on-the-go makeup routine is, and where I find efficiencies in that. So like if I'm at the gym and I like get out of the shower and I'm starting my makeup, I usually do like a moisturizer and a mattifying primer in one. So obviously that's a few steps in one. A good example of that is some Dior's Capture Total, but really like any mattifying primer will work. This is like Maybelline Baby Skin. Just really, you want to like seal in the moisture, obviously, like that's a pretty standard like beauty technique of after you get out of the shower. And anything mattifying, because it's going to be very swampy, right? And there's a big challenge in doing your makeup like in a gym setting where you're like still sweating and it's like really moist and there's a lot of hair dryers, there's a lot going on. So like you want to start with your like mattifying primer to like start combating that situation. The next thing, I just like skip the foundation. I don't usually have time to do like a full face like foundation with like a bunch of different types of foundation and then do concealer. I'm wearing my 30-minute look of makeup right now, by the way. This is literally just concealer. And so this is my same like L'Oreal True Match. Another really good one is NARS Creamy Concealer. And I just dab it like under the eyes, any blemishes that I have, and usually my T-zone a little bit. And I also put it on my eyelids as a primer for any eyeshadow I put on. So for a woman, that's like anywhere from like 2 to 5 steps, depending on how much makeup you usually put on. But I just use this one thing for all of that. And
no, by the way, Courtney, what you are actually demonstrating / describing, do you think most women know how to properly do what you just said? Do you find that people are confused about it?
I mean not in general, but you know, when we'll do a summary sheet of what we've talked about, and I can, you know, describe, and if anyone has questions, you know, I'm always here to answer.
So what she's talking about, you guys, is that we've come up with a cheat sheet that we will be offering after this podcast, right, Courtney? And
yeah.
We'll let you guys know when that is, but it's still in the works. But I think this was just a precursor to that, but go ahead.
Yeah. But I, like I said, I do just concealer in the areas that I feel like I need to either brighten up or conceal. And I usually use any type of concealer blush to just like blend it out. And let's see. Next thing, you want to immediately set it with a setting powder because, like I said, it's swampy and warm and difficult. So really, like a good, like, it's usually like white. This is a Makeup Forever's HD setting powder. And you're going to use like any type of like setting brush. Put that in there and be like setting it so it's not going to start moving everywhere. Mm-hmm. Next up is your brows. Like for me, when I'm getting ready at a gym, I've found that either using a brow pencil or eyeshadow with a, any type of angled brush are the two types of brow fillers that don't move around. Again, we'll type it all up for you. The one that I usually use is the Anastasia brow pencil that looks like this, and just filling it in really pretty quickly, and it doesn't move around too much. It's pretty easy. And then as far as an eye look, it's my everyday look. I think this is technically a blush. it just looks beige. Easy, you know, everyday use. This is a crease brush. This is all, I'll mention all of this.
Yeah, you know what, I'm noticing that the tool makes all the difference too, apparently, right?
Yeah, definitely all about like keeping your bag like ready to go and having like your favorite products and your favorite tools. And really, like, it might seem like there's a lot that I'm mentioning, but really it's actually not that many, and it takes 20 minutes. Mm. If you're used to doing it all the time. Yeah. So for me, you know, so I already did concealer kind of everywhere. I already have it on my eyelid. I go like this, put it in my crease, and like, that's it for my eye look. Mm-hmm. Other than I'll do eyeliner next. I usually just use like a Sephora brand liquid eyeliner, and then mascara. Mascara is going to depend on whatever type of mascara that you like to use. Everyone's eyelashes are different. Mm. So, you know, I like to use this Maybelline Rocket Volume Express, like, works really well for me. But like, again, if you don't feel like you have a really good one, that's like an easy go-to. It works well every single time. And it's not like, like, it's a mess and it's like, I don't know if it works, but like, you know, go to Sephora, go to Ulta, like, get some help so you have a good one that's not going to mess you up while you're at the gym and it's going to take you more time, you know, like, get a good one. Doesn't have to be expensive, right? And then the last thing I do is like a blush bronzer. I have like a 2-in-1 blush bronzer, and this is like NARS blush in Madly. It kind of looks like a bronzer, but it's actually a blush, and that saves time because that's also a 2-in-1. And that's it.
Very good, excellent. I mentioned the tools, and real quick here, any must have beauty tools that you would recommend?
Yeah, so the beauty tools that I like always use are gonna be anything to blend out the concealer for the concealer part. If you are using your fingers like at all, like, hand sanitizer.
Oh, I was gonna say, don't use your fingers.
Like, if you're at a gym and you should really just have this regardless, unless you're running to the sink every 2 seconds. Because if you think like your foundation isn't working for you, it's not your foundation. It's like the gym floor isn't working for you. Like that, right? Like, it's not, like, it's so bad. Like, you gotta have that all the time if you're getting ready in a public bathroom, hands down. So that's one of them. Concealer brush. I think, you know, anything to blend out, no matter what, if you're using eyeshadow, something to blend it out. Anything to setting powder, and a blush brush. Those are my like really essential brushes. There are tons of more brushes. These are just the ones that I use day in and day out. And, tweezers, because you never know when you're just going to need them, and you should just like always have them on you.
Excellent. So all that stuff will be in our cheat sheet for you guys. And wanted to get to another topic here, which is how to look your best this year. This kind of came up because every year I'm sure there's a new trend or something going on. And so what are we looking for this year? What beauty trends are we looking for this year?
Yeah, you know, well, the good news is, looking like you just worked out is kind of in this year. Sort of glowy skin, not like this really covered up heavy contour, you know, just looking like your natural self is very, very in. Kind of everything that we've already talked about still applies. And the natural brows are very much in this year. So that can be interpreted as a little just like less makeup on your actual eyebrows and a more natural shape. That doesn't mean no tweezing. That doesn't mean a unibrow. That just means, you know, like maybe a little less aggressive of a structure perhaps. And then as far as, you know, products, Benefit came out with a really great tinted brow gel. It's called Gimme Brow, and it's not just a tinted gel, but it's actually like volumizing. So really helps with that look that's very much in right now. And then other than looking very glowy and natural and having natural brows, you know, a way to like kind of pump up other things. You know, I always say like draw attention to your best features and what you really love about yourself. And I would say as a rule of thumb, you know, pick one or two. Don't do like your eyes and your cheeks and your lips and do all of it, but maybe like a bold smoky eye and a soft lip, or like a winged eyeliner and a bold lip, or just some mascara if you have really long lashes, and some bold blush. Or, you know, most people know what their favorite features are, and just playing around with that and playing around with different colors this year, and all of that is in. It's all welcome.
Excellent. If there's one thing that you could share with our audience, kind of in summary, what would that be, Courtney? We've said a lot. If there's one or two take-home messages, what could you share with us?
I would say take care of yourself and your skin and your health in order to achieve a polished, nice, clean look. Like, if you're doing it quickly, if you're trying to look your best for an event, whatever it is, you know, if you're working out and you're taking care of your skin, you're taking care of your hair, you're using the right products for you, you're using at least, you know, the minimum tools, and doing the best you can to find the right things that work for you and accentuate your best features, I think that you're gonna feel your best self in 2017.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of great tips that you shared with us, Courtney. Like I said earlier, there will be a cheat sheet that we're creating so that we can get this to you guys in a paper form, and or you can watch this Facebook Live again. How do people get a hold of you, Courtney, if they want to know more?
My website is CourtneyPSweet.com. I'm also on Facebook at @CourtneySweetMakeupArtistry. I'm on Instagram at CourtneySweetMakeup, and also at Pinterest @CourtneySweet.
Excellent, excellent. I've obviously been in touch with her on Instagram and Facebook, so I've seen some of her great work as well, so go check that out for inspiration. I appreciate it, Courtney. I know that it was a little bit of going back and forth, but we got it done. This was fun. I appreciate you sharing your tips. I'm sure people are going to get a lot of good knowledge for them, so appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. So good to chat.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Healthy Living with Eric Sue. Head over to ericwsue.com for full recaps of every show and Eric's health and wellness blog. Your healthy living life is waiting for you, so stay active and be safe.